probably had some, I'm assuming some other teams were interested too. Was it Minnesota?
Yeah.
Who else?
Dallas as well. I was headed to Dallas this weekend, but you know, I got a call from Cleveland, so I made a turnaround, and now I'm here. Got a contract.
When you came here this weekend, I mean, did you have a pretty good indication that not only were you getting an invitation to try out, but that they were legitimately interested in signing you?
Yeah, definitely. That's why I turned up from going to Dallas and coming here. So I'm grateful for this opportunity.
You grew up in San Diego, right?
Yes, I grew up in San Diego.
Darren Sproles, someone you watch?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's why it's great to have Coach Turner as well. You know, I grew up watching Darren, Danny Tomlinson, and Coach Turner. So, you know, to be here and being coached by him and the rest of the staff is just great.
Is Sproles a kind of a, you know, being a little smaller of stature kind of a guy that you look up to?
Yeah, definitely. And I look up to all the guys, the smaller players that's, you know, putting their names out there, not only football with basketball, like Nate Robinson's a smaller player, but basketball, you know, he's 5'9", that's really short for a basketball player. And Darren Sproles, and you know, Barry Sanders is my favorite running back of all time, and he wasn't the biggest running back as well. So, you know, I look up to those guys, and they're opening doors for guys like me.
Some will roll their eyes as a guy that's, you know, 5'6", 1'9", or whatever. What makes you such a good running back?
I say my quickness, my ability to catch the ball, and my ability, my size, because my lineman's 6'6", 6'4". You can't see me, and by the time they can, it's too late, and I use my change of direction to make a miss.
Have you always been, I mean, since you were a young guy, always in a weight room, because you're obviously pretty good proportioned?
Yeah, you know, I've always worked hard. You know, it's always something, you know, it's harder for a guy like me, you know, so I got to work hard, work to the best of my abilities to be the best player I can be.
Mm-hmm. You probably catch the ball pretty well, you think?
But yeah, I say I catch the ball pretty well. I had a lot of catches last year, and I like to feed off into that and help bring that into our offense.
So just something, anything you realize, anything more you can do is going to be helping you out.
But just, you know, work hard. You know, show the coaches what I can do. Show them the kind of player I am. Show them how I'm a student of the game. And it's just great now because this is my job. You know, I got my degree in college, and I don't have to worry about nothing but football, and it's just great.
What's your degree in?
Did you think you were going to get drafted?
My degree's in recreation, and, you know, I was hoping to get drafted. You know, I was invited to the Combine Senior Bowl, and I feel like I had great showings, but, you know, it's unfortunate. I can only control what I can control, and all of it's over, and I'm here.
When you were going through the recruitment process for college, what other schools were looking at you? Did you have any BCS schools?
I got late BCS schools. I had Michigan and Kansas State that recruited me late. In Michigan, 4CA was with there, and we was pretty good friends. And Kansas State seen me as like a Darren Sproles, so they was also interested in me. But I just fell in love with Coach Hill, and I was really excited about that. So I just stuck with Fresno. I'm glad I made that decision.
One more question. 40 times much better at your pro workout than at the combine. What happened at the combine?
I just say, you know, maybe I popped up, maybe I was a little nervous. You know, it's a lot of things you do at the combine. I just didn't have my best showing in the 40, and that's why I'm happy I was able to turn around and do a better showing in pro day.
Were you satisfied with the pro day number?
Yeah, definitely. That was
more in line with what you did.
Yeah, that was more in line with what I expected to run.
So you suppose it's just because you're a smaller back, that's why you didn't get drafted? I mean, is that like a chip on your shoulder?
I say definitely. You know, I always play with a chip on my shoulder being a smaller back, but I don't know why the reason is. You know, like I said, I can only control what I can control, and just when I get the opportunity like I do now, I'm going to take advantage of it.